Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back. It's another award-winning episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig, alongside Greg. Hey, we want to start today by, I got to remind you of a couple of previous episodes. And if you've missed any of our episodes, in the link below, you can find a link to the full catalog, the full library of our conversations.
Sounds impressive.
No, it is.
I wonder if we got an award.
That is pretty impressive.
Okay.
So there's two series that we like to do, and one of them is Leadership Builders and Killers, and we like to show you one side that's going to really prop up your leadership and bolster it, and the other side that if you're not careful, it could totally undermine it. But Greg, I want to key in, kind of make a builder and killer from a couple of episodes ago. We talked about what makes a leader a memorable leader, and you and I shared some of our experiences. And one of the things that you talked about was an authentic leader. And we both had examples of leaders that we had met before that were just true. And after that episode was over, my wheels, every once in a while, the wheels do kind of spin up here.
I hear them sometimes, and they're going so fast.
That's how you like call me up sometimes and go, you're thinking again, aren't you?
Because like, oh, the gears just cranking.
I can hear it from here.
Yeah.
But I thought about the builder of authenticity, and then I was thinking, well, what would the opposite of that be that would be the killer? And I think it's just posing.
Pretending.
Yeah. Pretending that
faking,
right, you are something that you really aren't. Yeah. So let's unpack that a little bit, because I think for some people, I think that they don't realize that they're posing. I don't think that they're going, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to do this. But I think that it's more along the lines of, this is what I think that the other person needs to see. Ooh. And maybe sometimes they pose, maybe they have one face in front of the board, another face in front of the employees, maybe another face in front of a vendor or somebody that they're trying to impress. So let's talk about that. And we'll say, we're going to give the benefit of the doubt to anybody who's watching that you are not purposely posing, because I would think that kind of person might not even tune into an episode like this, because they think they already got it figured out. So let's just say we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you don't realize that you are posing. But so, Greg, in your experience, what would it be that somebody, why would they even have to think at a time that they got to look differently or act differently because of who's in front of them?
I think one of the challenges in humanity is we become sort of whatever is needed to get ahead. And then we really don't define what ahead means, like, you know, oh, we're gaining something. But maybe afraid to not disappoint is one for me that I've seen, and maybe even played with myself. Like, well, I got to act, you know, like I know what I'm doing in front of the board or the investors or, you know, staff or whatever. Potentially posing or being inauthentic might be a defense mechanism. You know, like I know I'm not really supposed to be in this room, but I don't want to say qualify. That's not very nice, but not good enough or not sure you belong here. And so they put that posture up, and you're like, well, don't talk to him. He clearly belongs here. And then if we really knew what was inside, we'd find out, yeah, they're just trying to fit in.
Well, I'll be transparent and share that when I was younger, one of the things I struggled with is if I was talking to a group of people and I knew what I wanted to say and I was trying to be authentic, but then you see like somebody in the audience does this, they cross their arms or they're looking at you and they got that serious look on their face. And in my mind,
sometimes our producer of our show does that to us.
Sometimes
he can be kind of difficult.
But all of a sudden, then you start, in my mind, at least, I started second guessing. Uh-oh, am I not saying something that they want to hear?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it the right way.
Right.
And I think that at that point, you're trying to like, I'm going to read the cues from that person and maybe I need to, what I plan to say, maybe I should soften this part a little bit.
Use bigger words.
Yeah. And so I think that sometimes in the moment, now that's when I was I think more when I was younger and maybe not as sure. Cause like what kind of what you said, like, do I really deserve to be here as the leader? Should I even be at sitting around this table with this group of people? And so, you know, I'm already second guessing that. And then when you see kind of, you know, this look from somebody, now it could have been that that person was just going, that's a really good idea. And I'm going to think about it.
But
I am taking it the wrong way. And then I'm thinking I have to be something different.
I think maybe we were told when we were younger, you got to fit in. And so, you know, the chameleon sort of comes up as a object like in our head, like, well, you can't say that in this group, or make sure you say that a lot because they love that.
Oh, sure.
You know, just what you're trying to kind of chum up a little bit, you know, but I think the chameleon, and then you, I mean, I probably have done it trying to win something or fit in or maybe, you know, get a promotion or whatever it is. I think the chameleon is inauthentic from the standpoint of if they really like you, they'll find you, they'll promote you, they'll add you to their team. Now, if we're leaders and we're posing, I think that's a flip story. Like, so, you know, they can read into it. Like, I really don't think Greg knows what he's talking about, but we'll sit through this 45 minute meeting, you know, and then we'll go back to the, you know, coffee shop or coffee machine, then we'll really solve it out. But I think chameleon's an easy trap. I like what you said though, from most of our listeners and audience are going to be leaders who wish to get better. So I think for me, I'll just be transparent or humble here. Like, I think I try to fit in to climb the ladder.
Okay.
Right. I tried to fit in and you pose a little bit, maybe hoping to, them not asking you like, so how'd you get in this room?
Yeah.
Like, I want to just to avoid the uncomfortable, like, really have no idea why I'm here. I looked at my agenda and it's a blank sheet of paper. So I'm really embarrassed. I think we want to be around certain people. So maybe we're posing to get around them.
Sure.
So that's kind of just climbing the ladder is really easy to pose.
Now we've talked before about different like communication styles and you know, whether maybe a personality, you know, I'm an extrovert, you're an introvert, or, you know, I'm a doer, you're a planner kind of thing. So we're not talking about posing is not saying, I'm going to speak this. I'm going to present it to you in a way that I know is going to resonate with you. But when I'm talking to this guy over here, who's more, maybe you were more of a doer, this guy's more of a planner. And so I'm going to tell him more. We're not talking about, that's not posing. That's actually being, I think that's being authentic for those individual
people. For the right
people. Fit. But posing is when you're saying, oh, I don't think that they're accepting me or liking me or recognizing my leadership. And so I need to change something, and you start to become inauthentic at that time.
I think one of the hardest human experiences in relationships is being misunderstood.
Oh, yeah.
It makes everybody antsy.
Yep.
They kind of speak a little louder to make sure that you heard them, and they might, you know, prepare the sentence a little different or posture a little different. But the part about posing for me regarding authenticity versus posing is pretending. Mm-hmm. That's what I don't like.
Right.
You know, even of myself, like you can be yourself. They asked you in this room, or they called the meeting, or, you know, I had a meeting this past week, Chamber of Commerce wants to kind of talk about business owners and kind of what they go through. And so my name was given by a few people. And the word she said was, I got your name from a few people. They told me that you'd shoot straight.
Huh.
Okay.
As opposed to?
slicing the ball. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You know, hooking, like BSing. I don't know. I didn't dare ask her, like, so you've met with other people and they're shooting left, or what are they doing?
I know, and you're kind of like, thank you, I guess.
And she was very nice, and it went very well. And she goes, oh, I can see why they recommended you. But at first I thought, oh, this is more than I thought or bigger than I thought. Just be yourself, Greg. If they're going to hire you, if they do hire you, they want the same person they hired.
Yes.
Not the one that you pretended to be in the interview.
Yes. Oh, hey, listen, we've all experienced that of buying a product somewhere, you know, and then it arrives and you're looking at your computer screen and you're looking at the product and you're going, this is not what I picked out. And I think people definitely want that with the leader too.
I think another piece, this is not on our notes, but they kind of want to know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I know I'm going to get Craig's best.
Yes.
So his authenticity is consistent.
Right.
It isn't, what would work best?
Oh, well, especially, you know, when you are authentic, when there's that consistency that's there.
I love that.
There's some people that, like, before they'd go, oh, if you're an inconsistent leader, inauthentic leader, I don't know if we can share this news with them.
That's good.
You know, so, but when they say, okay, well, I know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
So I almost think that the authentic leader, is really let the people around you be themselves, let them be their authentic selves. Yeah. And then, because you are letting them do that, then they're going to give you the grace to let you be yourself, as well. But it really, like with everything, I mean, it's going to be a two-way street, but it always starts with the leader. The leader has to be the one that goes first to say, hey, listen, I'm not going to bite your head off because you're being you.
Right.
I'm going to let you be you, and then you need to let me be the authentic me that I am.
When you think about authenticity, Craig, and not just your leadership positions, but where you were around other leaders at different functions or maybe even organizations, what does it do to their leadership impact when they're posers?
Well, I think what I've seen with the people that, like, you clearly know, okay, this is just a role they're putting on here. The conversation in the meetings with the leaders is different than the conversation when the leader is out of the room or the team is out of the room, out of earshot.
That's good.
That's how you can tell that you have an authentic leader when, and sometimes you probably see this. I've seen it when I'm coaching in an organization and I'm just the fly on the wall for a while before I start saying anything. All right, I'm just going to sit here and watch the meeting. And I'm going to watch how people respond and listen to what they say. And then I'm just walking around the office and then I'm hearing what people say. And if I hear the same kind of conversation outside of earshot of the leader as I heard in the meeting,
I
go, we have an authentic leader here.
And potentially we can extrapolate authentic leader to authentic culture.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Right? That's absolutely kind of what I'm getting at with you. Yep. Like, you've been in cultures where it's like, that's awesome.
Yep.
And that's not awesome.
Right.
So how does, when we're posing, or we could switch it, when we're authentic, so the impact, totally different.
Yep.
We're posers, pretenders, actors. We're like, we're just playing the game, you know? And so, okay, what's the mood of the CFO? Can I get this expenditure approved? Or authentic is, I know if I explain it, he will think about it. He might come back with, she might come back with a better question, qualifying, like, what department should I budget this to? But authentic really seems like it's the second lap already of a mile.
Yes.
You know, posing is, we don't even have the shoes on a track, you know?
Yep.
But have you had examples, Craig, where you'd say, when that leader posed, you could just see this change?
Yep. Well, I'll tell you I've certainly seen that side, but what I love in the authentic leader is to see maybe somebody comes in and they're hot under the collar about something and they come in to the point leader and they're like, oh, this and this and this. And that leader just sits there and just lets them vent and says, you know what? Totally understand. I probably feel the same way. If I was you in that, I would feel exactly the same thing. Okay. So now, What can we do with this? How can I help you get through this thing?
Yeah.
The inauthentic leader is never going to hear the highs and the lows.
No.
because people are going to be afraid to share those things. And so an organization can't get better. It can't fix the problems because they have nothing to celebrate and they have nothing where they can fix on some of those lows. Mm. They're just hearing everybody saying, this is what I know you want to hear. And, you know, it just it's steady and nothing improves. Nothing gets better.
This isn't in our notes either. And that's where you're like, oh, golly, here he goes. I'm thinking about college, maybe even, you know, post-college, master's, doctorate, whatever. The teaching at some level is memorize this to get a good grade. Mm-hmm. So pose. Authentic would be, I'm going to write this paper different and see if the professor or teacher marks me down, because I don't wish to be regurgitating just to get the A.
Sure.
You know, I think that's what employees do too. Our teammates, our associates, they're like, so I really like to stay on this committee, or at year end we're going to have merit bonuses, and it's not narcissistic of anybody. They're just trying to find their way. I wonder, from a standpoint of posing sort of selfishly, we talked about posing earlier, that some maybe don't have the confidence. Why am I in that room? I've had meetings where I'm like,
sure,
well, he's worth $1 zillion. She invented 17 patents that are, you know, why am I here?
Yeah.
And then you find out that, you know, they put their shoes on one leg at a time, lace them up. They
imagine that.
Yeah, exactly. Wonderful. Yeah, I almost said something else, but I won't. This needs to be FCC approved here.
That's right.
Because our producer is
rated PG.
He is tough. He's tough as nails. He's growing his hair out too. That's even more scary. But when the impact is great from authenticity,
yep.
And that person then maybe moves on. Have you had that where they moved on to another org and they brought authenticity with them? Mm. That's kind of what we hear, like with coaches, you know, sports coaches, where they were the head coach and then four of their assistants became head coaches. You're like, that's feels pretty good.
Sure.
So have you seen where they've moved on and brought authenticity?
Well, I've actually seen it from the other side. When I go to hire, I learned a while ago that what I want to hire coming in is chemistry first. I want to find somebody that you're going to fit in with the culture that's already here. And so without saying I'm looking for authentic, that's really what I'm looking for, is authentic.
Yeah.
And so that requires that. That means that when I do interviews, I love to do interviews. Sitting in the office doesn't really work for me.
Yeah.
Because you can pose in the office.
Yeah.
But I love to do, let's go have lunch together. I want to see, how do you interact with the server?
I love that.
I want to see how you interact with some of the other people around the table that might, if I bring you on the team, you might be on the same level as them. You're not going to report to them. They're not going to report to you, but they're just kind of the same. I want to see how you're going to interact there. Depending on the setting, I might say, let's go play some basketball. I want to see them in a different setting and then see, am I seeing the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause you got me, here's your resume. Here's your references. You picked out, you know, the best wording to say, mm-hmm. Okay. Now when I hear a real live conversation with other people and I'm just kind of listening in, cause you're talking to this person next to you at the table.
That's good.
Does it sound like what the references said? Does it sound like what the resume said?
Ooh, thank you for doing that. So I think sometimes resumes can pose.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Whereas, or an organic word of mouth recommendation.
Right.
There's no posing because they're speaking for you and you're like.
Well, like you just said, from the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't send the Chamber a resume and said, here's what I can do for you. It's other people said this, and then I think that you can be a straight shooter. And then when you came in, oh, yeah, you really are giving it to me exactly as I heard.
I sometimes have to, when you get in your car or you're off the Zoom call or whatever it is, like, so they must have had some shooters to the left or right, because that's the first thing they brought up, like, you're a straight shooter.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not trying to be rude or crude, just, you're going to get what you get. Yep. And I think confidence, Craig, is maybe one thing maybe to finish with before one of our, you know, quotes or whatever, but the confidence to be authentic.
Yep.
can authenticity has to be learned and earned,
right?
It's not something you're born with, you know, but kind of play with that a minute on authenticity. And is it natural? We have to really keep ourselves in check.
Well, I think if you're not authentic, if you're playing a game, it's going to wear you out and you're not going to feel fulfilled wherever you are. Yep. So what's the worst that could happen? I'm going to be authentic. I'm going to be the real me. Mm-hmm. And if they go, ooh, we don't like this. Okay, good. Now I know, maybe I need to move on somewhere else.
Right.
I gotta be who I am. I can't play a game. That is exhausting. That is draining.
For both people though.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's kind of that, like, okay, I'm expected to be this. And in your mind, you're thinking before you get ready to say every phrase, you're kind of searching through the database.
Second guessing.
Can I say it like that? Oh man, that what is
freedom.
So tiring.
What freedom, yeah. To me, authenticity actually is freedom.
Yes.
Because you should be pretty aware.
Yeah.
And then you should be pretty comfortable with what I met is what I'm seeing.
Right.
Right. Yep. And that's that consistency piece that I really, you know, it's just important. You can't be authentic one day and then a poser the next. And then they kind of wonder, like, which one are we getting?
Right.
Which one do I believe?
Right.
And so trust is a big deal with authenticity. Trust is a bigger deal when someone poses or you allow posing. But it starts at the top.
Oh, sure.
You know, like you said from the beginning, and not putting the pressure on us as leaders, but it starts from the top. And if associates see real, even real mistakes.
Yes.
Like, yeah. So we kind of use authenticity as, yeah, he's got it going on. She's
not,
so
not brilliant. Necessarily.
No. Right? So authentic would be, last meeting, I cut a couple people off and I'm just going to publicly say I'm sorry. And can we go back? I want to ask Mary, you were going to say something and I was in a hurry. My apologize to you, Mary. What else does the team need to hear from you? And wow, I mean, the culture just gets more stronger, more confident. So have you had that where you've had to kind of,
for sure.
I know I've played a lot of mistakes, but
yeah, I think we're definitely, when we say authentic, we're not saying an authentic, perfect person. We're saying an authentic person, even if you stumble, and then you own it. You're like, okay, you know, I didn't handle that very well, but I'm going to pick myself up and here's how I'd like to move forward.
Yeah. I think people cherish.
Yes.
Maybe the other word is real.
Yeah.
Just be real. Yeah, I'm not saying raw, you know, because that can be like, that's like unrefined.
We're not talking about that.
I just think authentic, be real, you know, be okay.
Yep.
You know, and I think as we build culture, you and I and our viewers and listeners, as we build culture, if we create you're okay, we're going to get more talent out of them.
Mm-hmm.
More effort,
yep.
More ideas.
We're going to unleash them.
More humanity,
yep.
You know, versus robotic.
Yes.
You know, we've got a quote if you want to finish up with the authenticity quote, if you want.
Absolutely. So authenticity, what we're really saying is that you know who you are, and then you're going to be confident enough, brave enough to live that out. Mm. Now, as I mentioned earlier, as coaches, when we come into an organization, a lot of what we're going to do right up front is a whole lot of listening and observing before we even say a word. We're going to ask a lot of questions, and then we're just going to sit there and listen and watch. And so I'd say to you, if you are a leader and you say, boy, after listening to this episode, I wonder if I am posing because I don't know if I'm getting the best from my people in my organization. Mm. It's an ideal time to bring in a business coach or even a personal leadership coach. So you can go to maximizeleadership.com, find our page about coaches. And here's what we would do. We're going to come in and we're just going to sit there. We're going to ask some questions. We're going to observe. And one of the things that will stand out to us is if there is different kinds of conversations taking place inside the meetings with you and the conversations when you're not around are different, we're going to be able to spot those. And it's going to start with you. We're going to come back and say, you might want to consider this, or you might want to think about this, and we're going to help guide you through that process. Bringing in a coach is by no means saying, oh boy, I stink. It's really saying, I got a good thing going on. I want it to get better. I don't want to stay plateaued. I don't want to be derailed by anything that's in a blind spot that I'm not seeing. So it's not, you're not admitting failure when you call in a coach. You're really saying, I want to get a lot better. And so that's what we're here for. That's what these episodes are about. That's why you write the books that you write, and I write the books I write, and the blog posts that we put out. All of this stuff is because we want you to get better, because we have learned that the more quality and growing leaders there are in different places all around, the better everything gets. Mm-hmm. And so we love being able to resource you so that you can become a better leader, because you're going to unleash some other leaders around you and some, I love the word that you use, the humanity. Just let those people be who they are, and watch and see what's going to happen. So whether it's these episodes, whether it's the books, the blog posts, whatever that we have, the coaching services, those are there to help get you to a higher place in your leadership. So please call on us to be able to do that. If you haven't already, please subscribe on YouTube, so that way when we have not only new content like this, like full episodes, but Greg records some max minutes. We have some shorter clips that come out. We want you to be aware of those, notified of those. So subscribe, click the bell, so that way you get those notifications right away and you can keep up with all the great content. And please comment either below here or on X at Maximize Podcast. Tell us something about this episode. Maybe suggest a topic that you would like to hear more about. We're here to resource you, and you're going to get better. When you get better, everybody else will as well. So stay tuned. Lots more great content coming your way real soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.